In the beginning, according to the first chapter of the book of Genesis, in the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over formless waters. And then God spoke, and everything in the universe came into being. And when it was done, God declared all of it very good. And likewise, at Jesus' baptism, God's Spirit over the waters, and God spoke, this time pronouncing blessing, not on the whole creation, but on God's own Son, the Beloved, in whom God is well pleased. Jesus waded into those waters, and there stood John the Baptizer, who put his arms around Jesus, lays him down gently into the water until the waters cover his face, washing across his face, and then pulls him up again into the light. And do you remember what comes next? Mark says Jesus sees the heavens open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And then he hears a voice. It says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." So what's going on here? It's like a birth. It's like a new creation. The Spirit hovering over the waters and God expressing tremendous delight. In the first beginning, God said, "This is very good." In this beginning, God says, "I am pleased. You are beloved." So freeze it right there. This young man standing drenched in the river, hearing, "You are my child, beloved. I am well pleased." And you know, and I know, that this story is about Jesus, who is God's child in a way that is unique and singular. But this is also a story about us. His day in the river invites all of us to know that we need a cleansing and a repentance. It's also saying, here is the beloved child in whom God takes delight, and so you are. The voice that sent Jesus into all that he meant to do and to be was the voice of that blessing. In the beginning was the blessing on his life, and it launched him and stayed with him and bloomed in him to bear blessing upon blessing to all the world. The church has spoken for a long time about original sin, which is to say, we are all predisposed inevitably to screw up. Original sin. But beyond that, beneath it, far behind it, is original blessing. And it is on you. It's how it ought to be. For every human being, everybody ought to hear it from the start and hear the echo of it all their days. You are a beloved child. In you we take delight. Everybody should be given the blessing. Every child should get to hear it and feel it. You are beloved, child. Did you get the blessing? Did a mother or father or both say it well enough and deeply enough and often enough that you actually heard it? Beloved child, in you we take delight. If you got the blessing, and maybe you got it from a community of people who took you in and taught you whose child you are and how cherished you are, if you've got that, you should weep for joy and sing your thanks, because it is too rare and it makes all the difference It is beyond tragic that so many people in the world never really get to hear it spoken over them or never heard it adequately. Did you really hear it? And if you heard it, have you forgotten it? That you are a beloved child. To keep going on without that is to have a life with a hole blown right through it. And countless, countless are the tragedies of human life that are disruptive, that are destructive and self-destructive because never was it heard or never heard enough or somehow forgotten. That they have the blessing. So parents, give it to your children. Give it to them over and over and over again. And near the center of what it means to be the church is that we get to get it conveyed to as many people as possible who don't know it well enough in here. And out there, you are beloved, child of God. How else does anyone get the chance fully to bless their world if they never know that the blessing is on them? Fred Craddock tells how one night he and his wife on vacation were eating in a restaurant. They were traveling in the mountains of Tennessee. And this elderly man came up while they were eating and started chatting with them, asking questions. After a while, found out that Craddock was a minister. And the old man said, "I owe a very great deal to a minister." Pulled up a chair and started talking with him. And he told him a story. He said he was born in a little mountain town and that his mother was unwed. And he talked about what it was like to be an illegitimate child in a community like that, and how people stared at him, and how children were cruel and excluded him. Some of them called him bastard. And there was speculation very often right in his presence. Speculation about who his father might have been. He said, "When I got to be in my teens, I started going to a little church. They had a preacher who appealed to me and also scared me very much. He was a big bear of a man, huge, thick beard. And I'd go to hear him preach when I could. I always came in well after the service had started, and I left before it ended because I didn't want any of those people saying anything to me." He said, "One day I didn't get out quickly enough. There were some people standing in the aisle. I was blocked in. And to my horror, somebody suddenly grabbed me from behind, this big, heavy hand. And I knew, and I turned. It was that preacher. He started studying my face, and I knew what he was doing. And sure enough, in a moment he said, 'Boy, you are a child of,' and I knew what was coming. I knew I was going to be shamed. I knew I'd never be able to come back to that place. But the preacher went on. He said, 'Boy, you are a child of God. I can see a striking resemblance.' Then he patted me on the bottom and said, 'Now go and claim your inheritance.' He said, 'My life really began that day.'" With the story finished, Craddock asked the old man, "What's your name?" He said, "Ben Hooper." And Craddock remembered how years ago his father had told him that the state of Tennessee had twice elected as governor a man named Ben Hooper, who was the child of an unwed mother. Whether or not anybody told you clearly enough, whether or not you were told and have somehow forgotten through the years, beloved child of God is what you are. You are my child in whom I take delight. So now go and claim your inheritance. Go be a blessing by the blessing that you are given. Thanks be to God. Amen.